Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Javari, and Dan. It's the Three Kangs of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kangs of the Midway Podcast, or Kings, depending on your vernacular. We back at it. Welcome back. Welcome back, like Mr. Carter. We back. Obviously, we went solo, right? So there's a lot of controversy up on these Twitter streets of why we left. A lot of people kind of know why we left. So we'll touch on it a little bit, right? There's certain things that we can't stand for. There's certain things we can stand for. Certain things we can let slide, like political views. If you vote for somebody we don't vote for, we got open minds. That's cool. You have a few different stances. That's cool. When you start going down the path of racism, whether it be towards Black people, African Americans, Hispanic people, Asians, that's something we can't stand for, right? And so things started to surface that we didn't agree with. We weren't always aware, as maybe some people have been active in Twitter in 2016, on some of the things that were said. And that was a big reason why we just started to do our own thing, man. And so you heard it from me. You can hear it from my brothers, the other two Kangs. That's why we left. That's why we decided to do our own thing.
That shit was just crazy, though. You know, from a whole standpoint of just, it's like somebody dug up some shit from like 5 years ago. 5 years ago. And for those who wanted to know, or wanted to know what was said, flat out, man, you know, just from 5 years ago, no matter how dude tried to put it, no matter how he tried to slice it, you know what I'm saying? He called himself quoting the words of, I want to say it was Pence.
Terry Crews.
Okay. Terry Crews.
Yeah. And no, not Terry Crews.
Yeah, Ted Cruz. So Terry Crews, he the same as Ted Cruz too. You know. But that's another story. But you know, I mean, you repeating it, and then, you know, you say nigger.
E-R.
Yo, where I'm from,
that's a no-no.
You will get fucked up, shorty.
That's a no-no.
On phone them.
On phone now.
Straight up, like, bruh, like, you know, and then you sit there and you try to defend it. I can't fuck with you after that. You know, first I thought it was just awesome. Oh, you know, he called, you know, a guy's job, whatever. They got into it, whatever. That's what I thought the initial beef was about. But then people start coming out with receipts, man. I'm like, fuck. Yo, this is serious. Dead serious. And as a Black man, at some point, you got to draw a line in the sand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can only defend you so much, bruh. But all that other shit didn't come out until after the fact. We didn't know what it is. Nobody knew what it is. So right. Once we knew, we shut it down. Right. Flat out.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's funny how the whole situation happened. I mean, we was about to record when all that popped off on the Twitter mm-hmm. line, right?
Absolutely.
And actually that stuff didn't even pop off yet. But, you know, we sitting there, we about to record, and I remember Roy, I think you was like, y'all see what's happening on the Twitter line? I'm like, what happened? I go look at it, I'm like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Because it was old boy came out talking about, you know, he called me this Mexican. Now he gonna own my Mexican.
Yeah, I'm on my Mexican ass.
You know, and it's like, okay, another beef, right? You know right. what I mean? Like, and that's my thing. I don't got no. I can care less who you got a beef with.
Exactly.
You got some type of business beef with whoever you got a business beef with. That's between y'all. It's like Roy. If Roy got a beef with somebody, he got a beef with that person. Like. You know what I mean? I'm not I'm not going to jump in and be involved in that. It is what it is. But, you know, when stuff starts coming out that's egregious, and it's egregious on different levels because, you know, it's certain things that you can't stand for as a man, as a black man, you just can't stand for. You know what I mean? And and I'm the last person. I'm not gonna fight anybody's battles. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So I think big that's facts. One of the things that we was getting at, because it's like, you know, we had people coming at us, and I'm sitting here looking like, hold up, we finding all this out real time, just like y'all. You know what I mean? And a lot of y'all that's bringing it to us, y'all already knew this, but we didn't know. We finding it out. We found all this stuff out from Tuesday on.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's like, you know, what are we supposed to do? You know?
Yeah.
We shut it down for that day, and we moved on. We tried to figure out what was going on, yeah. And then once we figured it out, we had to make a decision.
Yeah. Made a decision as men. We didn't get on there and start going on a tirade and doing all that other crazy shit.
No. Some people, that's what they want you to do, man. They wanted you, you know, what people expect you to do. Well, oh, this is what I would do. Well, I ain't you.
Exactly. At you all, know, grown. Motherfucker.
You ain't me.
We grown men, dude. Like, we family, man. We out here. I ain't out here trying to, you know, cause a bunch of drama on somebody's timeline. And this is how I was raised. I judge people on how they interact with me, right? That's how I judge people. You can be like, I don't like this person. And I'm like, okay, well, my interactions with them been cool. And even to this day, my interactions with dude has been cool.
Yeah.
I ain't never been called out my name or heard somebody getting called out their name. So don't come at me. Oh, you know, because I'll smack your ass for saying that, because ain't nobody around me saying no foul.
Exactly. And no, we ain't putting
like
up
that.
With
no. No, we ain't putting like up with that, dude. So don't sit up here and act like an insinuate world. No, bro. And I don't care about people's political leanings, and if they got certain views on certain things, I really don't care. It comes to a point where certain things cross the line, and I actually see it cross the line.
Facts.
Like, you type in N-I-G-G-E-R, and then this whole smoke with calling somebody out on your Mexican ass, and it was a debate whether it was said, whether it wasn't.
Calling cats Jews and like, yeah, what the fuck is like, wrong with you?
So you're, and so when you already got the history of it, and then this dude says this is what you did, it kind of like builds the case that you probably said it.
Facts.
Yeah.
Because you got a history of saying it.
Ain't got a leg to stand on.
You know, now if you come out and you say, I apologize, I said something out of context, it was completely wrong, and I should have never said that. I apologize. I changed my views, because people change, bro. Like, that's another thing. People change. People evolve. If you would have met me at 16 years old, you looking at who the man I am today, you, bro, half these dudes that talked to me probably wouldn't even talk to me back then. I was a tyrant. You know, like, you were like, that dude's going to be a statistic right there. Him right there, yes, he's going to be dead by the time he's 21. That was me. Now I'm 41 now, right? So I remember somebody saw me and said, man, he's going up just like his dad, in and out of prison. Here I am, more successful than him. So people evolve. So I get that. So that's another reason. Like, if someone did say that back then, own up to it, learn from your mistakes, and move on. But we still haven't even seen that part, which was the distressing part for me.
Yeah.
You know, like, come out and say, yeah, I said some dumb shit back in the day.
And that's, and it is what it is at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is what it is. But, you know, like you said, you know, all the people that got the naysayers, people that got something to say, always want to have an opinion about something.
Like we give them. Like we care.
Yeah, that's the thing. I sit back, man, and I watch, and I wait, and I see what happens. Mm. And then you make your decision based on you, not on anybody else. That's what I told old boy in that tweet. Like, you're not gonna pit us against each other, and you're not gonna come at us sideways, because none of us are accepting of any type of crazy talk or anything you want to, you know, what them other people was dealing with. We never had to deal with none of that.
No. Okay. No one ever came to us like that.
And I don't know. I don't know if it's true. I don't know how accurate it is, or if it's embellished or what. All I know is that we was never treated that way or never talked to like that.
Exactly.
So, no. You know what I mean? It is what it is, you know? But you're not going to tell me how I should conduct myself, what decisions I should make, when I should make those decisions, or any of that, man. I'm a grown man.
Exactly.
And you know, I mean, the cat who personally tried to talk crazy. You know, it was another cat before him, too. It was a court jester. But the cat before him, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I know Will and Dan, you know, if they heard it. Duh, first and foremost.
Bro, we had to check that.
You don't know me like that, fam. For real. So, and without me even going there, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, I'm 37 years old, man. 37, right? Soon to be 38. Don't make me go back to when I was, you know, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16.
You don't really want to see that.
For those who are listening to this podcast, you only know me on Twitter. All right. And you only know what I let you know on Twitter. But please do not get it mistaken. Hey, all jokes aside, all seriousness, all bullshit, straight up, I will fuck you up. All jokes aside, on sight. So please get it together. All right. Like, seriously. And for those who didn't hear it the first time, I will seriously fuck you up. All right.
See, that's how you know it's Twitter, though.
Exactly.
And it's not like that in real life, man.
Yeah.
You don't be talking to people that reckless, especially Aries, we grew up. You don't be talking to people like that because there's going to be consequences and repercussions.
Bruh. I'm 79th and Halstead. 79th and Halstead in Chicago, Luther Ave and Motor in Pontiac. You will get fucked up, son.
Hey, this is straight West Side. I'm out West. This is Madison. This is Central. This is Laramie.
And for those who want to know,
this is Holy City. This is K-Town. This is L-Town.
No doubt. And for those, the Florida clown, EJ, I told you, motherfucker. Best and believe, I'm not finna subliminal. I'm talking to you, bitch. Straight up and down. You can listen to this all the fuck you want. But motherfucker, I be in the same parts of the 904 that you be in, clown. That's why I said, I see your ass around. And when you get fucked up, you gonna know why. For running your fucking mouth, sending these crazy ass tweets with motherfucking the Django tweets and shit and all that, man. Like, bro, you tripping, fam? Dog. You don't even know me like that, nigga.
Yeah, dog.
You got shit fucked up, son.
You all the way sideways.
I will fold your motherfucking ass. Push your teeth through the back of your neck.
Swallow or spit, man. Which one you want to do?
Don't be a mid 30s full time internet troll, part time father, dude.
Straight up, bitch ass nigga. You's a bitch. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if you listen to us or not. I ain't under no motherfucking broad network, bitch. This is strictly independent. We run this shit. You will get your ass twisted out here, clown.
Dude, some people like drama, man. And
he one of them, like a bitch.
Yeah, you got men acting like females. You know, feminine energy when you should have masculine energy. You know, you got like 100 followers out here trolling people all day. Like, people don't even follow you.
Don't even
follow these people. People,
everybody
like,
knows
people,
you for that.
Yeah. No one follows you. No one interacts with you. No one tweets at you, and then you always in somebody's mentions popping. What are you doing? Like, you don't see me like, oh, this dude, no, I don't follow him. He don't follow me. I'm going to just be all in his mentions talking. Like, what is this, dude? High school?
Yeah.
Well, in high school, at least you'll fight, right? You know what I mean? You just pull a fire alarm, stomp you out. But.
Boy out there reckless, man. You know what I mean? And then when we make the move, now we got a ton of people that was like, you know, oh yeah, y'all do y'all thing.
Showing love.
These clowns, man, had nothing to say though, right? Where EJ now?
Somewhere sucking. You know what I mean? Somewhere doing something he shouldn't be doing as a man.
In some back alley somewhere, huh?
Somewhere getting his knees dirty. getting his throat moisturized. Fucking coward. But fuck all that. Look, that's the reason why we took off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's why
we
on a whole nother thing, man. But
we spoke on it. Now we moving on, man.
Facts.
Just, you know, doing bigger and better, trying to get bigger and better, man. That's all it is. You know.
Hey,
jumping off though. You know, jumping off that onto, you know, a more pressing issue is what we've been trying to tell you cats for the longest, man. That was going on in the NFL. It's a possibility we can jump up to number four. And it's a possibility we could jump up to number four, and we could definitely take and trade. It would take 3 first round draft picks to trade up to the number four. But conventional wisdom is saying that it's not a good idea because of the simple fact of the matter. These quarterbacks in the first round, very rarely do they pan out. So what do we do? Do we stand pat at number 20 or do we move up? And if Justin Fields fall to number 4, I mean, do we jump on that or what?
If you got an opportunity to do it, man, I think you do it. But the 49ers playing games, man. They playing some big games. Dude. They talking about this Mac Jones. I still don't see them getting Mac Jones, man.
But when have you ever known Adam Schefter to be wrong?
I know.
And he came out straight up. He came out straight up and down and told him, like, yeah, this is who they taking. Like, what? Why?
That's wild. That's wild.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but why? And if the shit don't pan out, then whoa.
Unless they just told him that. They say, hey, put this out there. We taking Mac Jones. You know what I mean? They just blowing smoke. It could be true. They be like, hey, we taking Mac Jones. Okay, man. They taking Mac Jones. But I even saw Lewis Riddick say, but if you got a chance to get him, man, you got to get him. You got to get him.
I mean, damn.
It's a lot of people think that Mac Jones is like 2 or 3, at least. You know what I mean? A lot of people say over Zach Wilson, too. So, I mean, it's nothing. You never know what's going to happen in this draft, to be honest with you.
No.
You know? You never know.
You never know. That's real talk.
But if you're the Bears, man, you gotta have contingency plans, too.
Absolutely. Because if you ain't got a contingency plan, you screwed, man. You screwed. So who is our contingency plan?
The Bears
seems
have a chance,
like Kellen Mond.
Who?
It seems like Kellen Mond. That's the smoke. Texas.
Who? Dude from Texas A&M? Man.
Yeah.
Oh, no, man.
Second round.
Okay, then who do we take in the first round?
That's a good question, man. I mean, the Bears can go a lot of ways, man. You can go tackle. You can get another receiver, another weapon. Like, I like Rashad Bateman from he's a baller, man.
He definitely holding it down.
Yeah, he's a baller down there in Arizona State. Yeah, he's a baller. I mean, if you get Rashad Bateman, you got A-Rob, you probably can afford to let A-Rob walk next year. But until the meantime, you got A-Rod, right. Rashad Bateman, and Mooney, Komet, Demo coming out the backfield, Cohen coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, you still got Dalton, you know, but with those type of weapons, man, you might do something. You won't have probably the 32nd ranked offense like you've had the past like 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's
– that's a bad thing.
Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow right there, man. A very hard one.
I mean, I feel like they need to swing though. They need to swing for the fences, man, and not try to conserve. You know, don't leave nothing on the table. Don't leave nothing to say. You know, yeah, we could have got him if we did this. Just do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, get it done.
You know, I think Justin Fields, if he falls, I'm all for taking him, man. If Trey Lance is available, I'm for him taking him too.
You can't go wrong though. What do you got to lose at this point?
You got nothing.
At this stage of the game.
Nothing.
You know? I mean, that's the honest to God truth. I mean, what do you have to lose, man?
Nothing.
No, that was the next name I was going to say. It's like, how do you feel about Trey Lance? Because what if it does go Lawrence, Wilson, Fields? Do you mortgage the future for Trey Lance? Do you say, no, we can get Trey Lance? We can let him sit for a year.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was thinking is like, man, because if you don't, man, like the other path is what I was talking about. You go with a weapon and then you're trying to get like a guy like Kevin. I already messed up his name. Kellen Mond. Who else? Oh, you about to really hit this button. Davis Mills.
Oh. That's a joker from ain't he from Stanford?
Stanford.
Oh yeah, man.
Bro, he got like 7 starts, bro. People losing their mind.
Bro, he got like what was his numbers? Like 11 touchdowns and 7 interceptions?
I think that's his career.
You know what that is? That is straight up. The Boo Team. sorry, exactly. motherfucker.
Exactly.
Trash.
Nate Peterman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 2.0. Oh. Nate Peterman 2.0.
Straight up. Trash. Yeah. Nathan Peterman.
Him too. Speaking of trash, you got Kyle Trash.
That music is garbage.
Straight up.
Yeah, him.
Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. We got new equipment, man. I'm fucking around. Look, this shit is funny. I'm putting in funny shit. Hey, but see, that's what we do. That's what we do here with the three Kangs, man. We having fun with this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to have fun, man.
Trying to have fun.
And so we hope right y'all now. Are entertained.
Especially right now, man.
Thoroughly.
We got like 14 days to the draft, man.
Yeah, we got time to kill, man. You know what I'm saying? But this is the killer, though. You know, what I don't like is the fact that, you know, they sitting up here and it's like everybody has an inside source all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? With the right. draft and with everything else going on. And I'm sitting up there like,
why the fuck you lying?
Like, straight up, you doing all this for no reason. Why? Your inside sources. Oh, my sources tell me. You don't fucking know. None of us do. None of us know.
How bad of an organization would they have to be if some random dude off Twitter knew all they business?
Tell me about it.
I knew they're drafting the number two. Like, Jesus Christ, bro. Like,
bruh.
You work at Home Depot.
Exactly. Insider source.
Like the Chappelle show when Dave Chappelle was on there and he was the black president.
Yeah.
There's somebody yellow cake. Yeah. And some black and then the dude's name was some black dude.
Yeah, some black dude. Like, bruh.
Please
you serious?
Don't drop that cake.
Don't drop that cake.
Man.
Just foil the napkin and wrapping it.
Dog.
But people be clowning them, dude. I be seeing people on the timeline mocking people like, hey, my sources tell me that the Chicago Bears are going to move up from number 20 to number 4. And my sources with the guy Subway getting me extra mail. They be clowning them, though.
Good.
Man,
good.
I swear, bro. It's like, you got to be playing. You serious right now? Like, whatever, bro. Ain't nobody trying
like
to hear that
Shefty
shit.
Shefty don't even have this info.
Right. Man, I'm telling you. And that's the crazy thing about it, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like, my man ain't even got the info, you know? And it's like, where are y'all getting the info from? Or are y'all just making up shit as you go? Good question.
Exactly.
Good question.
Yeah.
Straight up.
I mean, I guess if you spit it, you throw enough shit against the wall, if it sticks, you know, you can say, you know, look at me, man.
Right.
And I don't even get it. Like, I don't even get that I do it for clout stuff. Like, what do you get? Like, you want a cookie?
Yeah.
I said this prospect was going to be good. He was good. You know, okay.
Shit didn't work out.
He's good.
You know what I'm glad about, is I seen a tweet today, and Will, you retweeted it. I retweeted it as well. The dude, Trevor Lawrence, went to, what is it, Sports Illustrated? He had the interview with Sports Illustrated. And he would, I mean, just a bunch of quotes, bro. If those quotes came from a black quarterback, if they came, and I posted it, if this come from Justin Fields, he's getting killed. If it was Lamar Jackson that said this stuff, he's getting killed. I mean, the dude really does not have, what did tweet say? Let me pull it up right quick.
Yeah, man, that was crazy.
Let me pull this
and I'm
up
glad. Who was it? Sharp NFL.
Yeah, Shark. I think it was, right?
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad he posted that, man.
Straight up.
Yeah, because you're seeing all this foolishness.
The tweets here. I mean, this is some of the quotes from that Sports Illustrated thing. Trevor Lawrence himself said, "I think it's unhealthy, just always being that you got to prove somebody wrong. You got to do more. You got to be better." He thinks that's unhealthy, right? His father, Trevor Lawrence's dad, said about Trevor's mentality, he's not, I want to win a Super Bowl at all costs. It doesn't matter to him, basically, right? Mm. And then even his high school coach. So this is what we're talking about. This is from the horse's mouth, from his father who raised him, from his high school coach, he could walk away from it all tomorrow and be fine. Now, imagine if those quotes were being said about Justin Fields.
Oh, my God.
He's been getting killed already.
See what but I'm imagine, saying? He doesn't imagine love football. Why would I take him?
Why would we draft him? But this right here, what did Shark say? Shark said, he's seeing a lot of people are applauding the refreshing take from Trevor Lawrence in this SI piece. The refreshing take. That's refreshing when Trevor Lawrence says it.
Right.
But if Lamar Jackson said it a couple years ago.
Oh, man.
Hell break loose.
They already wanted him to play running back anyway, right?
Right.
Yeah. They saying that about Justin Fields, and he never even said anything like that. This guy comes out and says it.
Right.
Like, no, bro, I want somebody obsessed. Like, crazy thing, man. I was watching, randomly, I was watching Pumping Iron, you know, that old documentary on Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. He was talking about Lou Ferrigno wanting the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Lou Ferrigno was going crazy, dude. He'd be just sitting there like, no, Arnold probably lifting and start lifting. He was obsessed. Like, he'd just do one rep. He was about to die. He'd be like, no, I got to do two, three more. Because Arnold probably doing two or three more. The great ones?
That's what they do.
Yeah. I don't want to hear I can walk away from it all. You know,
that's your high school coach said that though.
That's think an ultimate that. Red flag. And you're going to nasty ass Jacksonville. Like, on, do you really want this as your number one quarterback? I think the Jacksonville Jaguars will fuck the game up if they took another quarterback other than Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, it'll
with
go
the number
down,
one pick.
Bro. It'll go down.
Like, wow. We can literally like down. Watch him drop in the fucking draft. Which of course the Jets will jump on that shit. They don't give a fuck. They'll jump on that at number two for real.
He wouldn't fall past number two. If they picked like Zach Wilson number one, they were like, oh yeah, we'll take Trevor Lawrence.
That shit would be crazy.
But it would cause,
Hey, I'm
but that's
telling
crazy.
You, Zach Wilson gonna be a bust, man. I'm telling you, I see it clear as day. And I hate to say that for the young man, but his numbers got better because his level of competition fell off. And that's what people are not correlating the two. His numbers got better because he didn't play USC. He didn't play, you know what I'm saying? He didn't play Washington. Did he even play? He didn't play Utah this year.
I think he played Utah.
Did he?
I think he played. I think that was the best team he played.
You sure? Because I thought the Chanticleers from Coastal Carolina was the best team he played all year.
You're right. That was the best team, but I think he did play. I think he did. I'm going to check real quick. But he didn't play the full slate of Pac-12.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's the nasty-ass Pac-12. Pac-12 always going to get their ass handed to them by anybody outside of the Pac-12. See, he didn't play Utah.
Nah, he didn't.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's so. Played Boise State.
Ooh.
That was the second best team he played.
You see what I'm saying?
Carolina and Boise State. Seriously, University of Central Florida, San Diego State University, that's a party school, Coastal Carolina, University of Nevada. Is that it? I don't know who the hell that is. Boys. Western Kentucky, Texas State, Houston, Tulsa, San Antonio, Louisiana Tech, Troy, and Navy.
That music is garbage.
That was a straight up garbage ass schedule.
Hey, straight dude, up. They hyping him up way too much. Like, I like the kid, but the hype that he's just gotten, dude, is amazing. It's amazing, bro. People tell me that I've heard people say they think he's the best quarterback in the draft, even over Trevor Lawrence.
Because they're cocksuckers. That's why.
And I'm just like, oh, he threw it that arm angle. You want to know who does a great breakdown of Zach Wilson?
JT O'Sullivan.
Dude, JT does not like that guy, bro. And if JT don't run, no, bro.
It's not much to like. It's not much to like.
He's like, yeah, he made that throw, but look at this. It was a guy wide open.
Yeah.
You see him.
Yeah.
he'll be pointing at it. He'll be like, yeah, that was a great throw, but it was a jump ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. I saw that. I think I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. I think
the dude made a good throw. He made a good throw. It was tight. But the other guy was wide open.
Wide open.
And he didn't see him at all. He didn't go through the progressions at all. It was like, I'm throwing it here regardless.
And like, I like JT, man. Is because he'll break it down. He'll be like, okay, because he's a quarterback, right? This dude's an NFL quarterback. He's like, based on this, you should know that this is going to be happening. This is basic, elementary, draw back. Oh, that's a great throw, but look at this guy. And he just says, he does it all the time. He's like, now he does this and he'll tantalize you. And you're like, that's great. He ran and picked up 20 yards. It was a guy wide open down the seam.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is that he makes these splash plays and it kind of helps makes you overlook some of the reads he misses. But he can still be a good player. But I think if New York drafts him and they just try to throw him into the fold like quick.
Which they're going to do, because they don't even have a backup on the roster right now.
They're going to do him like they did Sam Darnold, who can make those same type of throws and not have any talent around him. Yeah, you can ask him, yeah.
But see, that's the thing, man. A lot of these guys, you know, we're talking about these quarterbacks, and I believe the dude has talent. When I look at Zach Wilson, he has talent. He has legs. He has throwing ability. He has tools, right? And Trevor Lawrence, he got some. Justin Fields definitely has some. Trey Lance, I've been looking at some tape of his this week, man, and the stuff he does is crazy, bro. Like mm-hmm. he's big, bro. He's like 6'4", like 230 or something
he's
like
built,
that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So is Justin Fields. They both big.
Yeah, they both tanks.
The other two guys are skinny, man. Like Zach Wilson's skinny, and so is Trevor Lawrence. They're thin, frame, wiry. Mm-hmm. But you know, when I'm looking at these quarterbacks, even Mac Jones included in that. I think any of them guys can really do well. I think all five of those guys could be good quarterbacks, but the system, the coaching has to be there for those guys. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. And that's what gives me cause to pause with Chicago, because Matt Nagy doesn't have a good track record, right? So if we get one of these guys, what's going to change? Based on, you know, and I'm not just talking about quarterback position, because Matt Nagy, in my opinion, doesn't have a good track record when it comes to developing any talent on the team
at all.
So what's going to change? Is it going to change? Is something going to snap? That's my question. But any of them quarterbacks could be good. Whoever goes to the Jets, I think that's a bad situation they're going to. Of course, they got Saleh or whatever.
Yeah,
but he's a defensive-minded coach. Mm-hmm. So is he going to have the offensive coaching staff in place to really help the dude flourish, whoever you get, right? That's my question. I don't know. Andy Reid, let's be real. Pat Mahomes is talented. Mm-hmm. But going to Kansas City was the best possible destination for him.
They're loaded.
Yeah,
yeah, they loaded with talent around them. And then not only that, but you got Andy Reid, who's known to develop quarterbacks in a good way.
Low-key, though. But see, and you know what, though? And this is the honest to God truth. I think if, let's say we would have took Patrick Mahomes, right?
Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be Patrick Mahomes today, though.
I think so, though. You want to know why? And I'm going to tell you why.
Nagy would have screwed that up, cuz.
But you know what, though? I think it would have been kind of hard, right, in the beginning. Well, then again, not. Because, I mean,
Pat Mahomes is so good, though.
He's so fucking good, man.
He's so good.
And then the crazy thing about it is, think about all the times that we had cats running wide open. And a lot of those True was just missing them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mahomes makes those throws.
But check it, though. Just think about this. Think about this one thing. When it comes to that situation, Mahomes sat for a whole year and watched.
He did.
In a quarterback room with Alex Smith. Now you can say what you want to about Alex Smith not being, you know, not throwing the ball downfield, not doing this, doing that.
He know
that.
His shit, though.
But he know he's smart.
Yeah.
He's smart.
He's a veteran. Yeah.
And he scored high on the Wonderlic test. You know, he knows how to prepare for games. He taught all of that to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who's a vet?
So that's what I mean by he was in the perfect situation. It was perfect. I don't think maybe he would have been Patrick Mahomes because he's just so talented. But at the same time, man, he was put in a wonderful situation, bro.
This is my explanation to Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes went out there his second year, he threw 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. That was what you do with him in a perfect scenario. Like he would have came here.
And Alex Smith threw for 4,700 before the year before.
I think he threw for 4,000 though. Okay. He threw for 4,000. But But I think if he, let's say he would have came in, he probably wouldn't have thrown for 5,000 yards. He probably wouldn't have thrown for 50 touchdowns. But I almost guarantee you he'd have had 4,000 yards in a 30-touchdown season. You know what I mean? He just wouldn't have been, like, insane crazy. But he would have been, like, because even in the Super Bowl, look what they were doing to him. He had no offensive line. This dude was, like, literally falling down, throwing the ball.
Right.
You know, from the ground.
Right.
Like, you can't teach that, bro. That is innate. And if you go back, like, I went back and read articles about him in camp. And, like, Tyreek Hill was joking, like, oh, he was trash when he was a rookie. Nah, if you go back and read his articles about him in practice when he was running the scout team,
he was putting in work.
That he was that good.
That's why they was telling Alex Smith before the season was even over, like, you're not coming back.
Yeah, Alex Smith had his best season. Alex Smith had his best season, he held off the kid.
Alex Smith had 26 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and over 4,000 yards. Yeah. That was his best year by far.
So you can't bench him. You can't bench a quarterback throwing 26 touchdowns, 4,000 yards. And he was throwing a deep ball that year, too, because he had Tyreek Hill. Right. So the other theory is this, is that you got Andy Dalton here. He's similar to Alex Smith. Well, he's not great. Mm-hmm. He's just a professional NFL quarterback, got a lot of starts on another team. You buy yourself a little time to get a quarterback and just let him sit. Because no matter who we get, the Bears should let him sit. I don't care if it's Justin Fields.
Yeah.
You got to let him sit the whole season.
Let him sit the whole season.
Yeah, and that's the thing why I agree with keeping Nick Foles is that just for he can just sit there with a veteran that's been in the NFL, that knows this system, that can just say, this is what it's like to prepare for an NFL game. This is the weekly thing that we do. This is how you study. This is how you read defense. I ain't as good as you, but mentally, that's the thing. Like, Nick Foles is another one. He can't do it physically, but mentally, he can read that. He just can't do it. His arms, he got a noodle arm, and he's slow as a sloth.
Man, it's the Walking Dead, man. God damn.
But okay, so here's my question. Can any of the quarterbacks that we have, let's say we get Justin Fields, right? And we got Andy Dalton, we got Nick Foles. Can either of those guys have somewhat of an Alex Smith type season?
Well, Andy Dalton has. That's kind of like, that's around the
in 2015, bro. 2015.
2018, 2017, when he was under the last season, he played 11 games in 2018. He had a little under 3,000 yards and like 21 touchdowns, 11 picks in 11 games. That's if you put Andy Dalton in for a 15, 16 game season, he's going to get you about 3,500 yards, 20 some touchdowns, and he's going to throw about low teens in the picks. That's who he is. If you look at his Cowboys numbers, if he would have played the whole season, that's what he would have done. He would have had like 3,700 yards, 20-some touchdowns, 12, 13 picks. That's who he is. That's what Alex Smith does, except that 1 year. That's who he is. Alex Smith threw 4,000 yards 1 year.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton did it like twice.
Yep.
They about the same type of dude.
If we ride with Andy Dalton, I think Andy Dalton will have 3,400 yards and 18 to 20 touchdowns and – he ain't going to throw 30 touchdowns.
No, he's not.
I promise you he ain't going to do that.
No, I ain't.
And 14 picks.
Damn. But that's who he is.
Damn.
That's who he is.
That's who he is. He going to get you 3,500, 3,400 yards, 23 touchdowns, and 12, 13, 14 picks. And he's going to get 63% completion percentage. But that can keep the rookie on the bench.
Absolutely.
So we in a situation where we got Khalil Mack, we got Akeem Hicks, we got these guys who are good players, right?
It's about to come that time.
Yeah, it's time for them to go probably at the end of this season.
It's gonna be that time to cut bait.
So now what you're saying is that we're gonna sit this guy on the bench. See, I got a different philosophy. I believe in throwing him in the fire. If he gonna fail now, he gonna fail now, or he gonna fail a year from now. It don't matter, in my opinion.
Okay.
I don't think it's that much that he can learn behind those guys. To me, Andy Dalton and Nick Foles, what are they gonna teach him? Andy Dalton's a loser, bro. He's been with, that's all he knows.
Shots fired.
Bro, that's all he knows. Bro.
Oh, man.
Shots fired.
God, I'm a loser. Like, bro, damn.
He hasn't won the playoff game.
Yeah, he ain't won it. I mean, you know. One touchdown and six interceptions in playoffs, 0-6, you know, lifetime in the playoffs. Like, dog, he's a loser. Hey,
can we mesh him and Nick Foles together? Can we get, like,
and we were saying the same
regular
thing.
Regular season Andy Dalton, playoff Nick Foles.
Right. In one person.
In one person. Like, come on, dear God.
Yeah. So that's my thing. I mean, I just feel like, you know, if whoever gives us the best chance to win, that's who I want in there. I don't care about experience. I don't care about none of that. If he gives us the best chance to win, play the rookie. If he doesn't, if he needs to learn some, then sit him on a bench. You know what I mean? If Andy Dalton is the dude to win you games, I'm with it.
You know, that's how it usually goes, though, because, like, even if you did, let's say we got Justin Fields, right, Trey Lance or whatever. I think Andy Dalton might last four or five games. You know, Matt Nagy, you're going to be sitting there. Because if you know if Justin Fields is tearing it up in practice and everyone sees it and everyone knows it, you can't just keep sitting the kid. You let him get the first couple of weeks to see how it goes. Yeah. And then after that, it's like, okay, kid, it's your time. You know, you're right if he's that good, which I think he's that good. I think him and Trevor Lawrence are probably the two guys that'll be the most ready to start.
I will say we were better than 2017 in the fact that at least, I mean, because Mitch wasn't tearing it up to get in the game, right? No. Like Justin Fields will probably, you know, or whoever we get will have to do some damage in practice in preseason to really get in there. You know, Mike Glennon, there was no competition right there, bro.
Oh, gooseneck. Sorry, bastard. He wasn't finna do nothing. He was straight trash. He was straight trash all the way. Fucking bum.
I couldn't even sell myself on Mike Glennon when you sign people and you try to talk yourself. I couldn't even. I watched that dude play and I was like, this is pathetic, dude.
When we signed him, I was like, man, this is some bullshit.
He might as well kill Brian Hoyer.
Man.
I couldn't believe they signed him, bro.
I was like, what is he good at? He's just big. He don't got an arm. He ain't fast. He ain't accurate. He ain't tough. He ain't mentally tough. He just tall.
With a long-ass neck. Giraffe neck.
He looks scared on top of that.
Gooseneck Glennon. That's what he's called. Gooseneck Glennon.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe that, dude.
Sorry, piece of excrement. He was just trash.
So, we better than that at least. Like I was telling somebody, I was supposed to post some clips of Dalton. It was versus the 49ers. And it was like ho-hum. Like, that's Andy Dalton. Like, when you watch him, I'm like watching his game. I think I saw one throw that was like, he missed a running back in the flat. But I didn't watch him throwing the ball in the triple coverage. You know, he throws a lot of short passes. He takes a shot every now and then. It ain't nothing spectacular. But, like, one thing I did notice, I wasn't like, oh, my God, what the hell were you thinking, dude? And that's kind of like, that's why I said he's like Alex Smith. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be like, oh, my God, that was fun. I think he had one throw, he ran to the right. Because he got a little wheels. He don't have a lot of wheels. He got a little bit. And he threw it to CeeDee Lamb. And I was like, that was the first time I kind of perked up. I was like, okay.
But see,
it ain't going to be fun.
This is the thing that kills me about Andy Dalton, right? He had arguably three number one wide receivers on that goddamn offense. Three number one wide receivers in that offense and a tight end. And Ezekiel Elliott in the backfield. And he still sucked ass. Dramatically sucked ass. And that's what people... You know,
that line was ass, though.
Oh, my God.
That Cowboys line was... Woo.
Look. That Cowboys line couldn't. I mean, shit. Dak threw for 500 plus. He threw for 500 plus behind that line. You know what I'm saying? For four straight games. Four straight games.
Dak a beast, though, man.
You know, and shit. It wasn't his fault that he got hurt. It wasn't the offensive line fault that he got hurt because Dak rolled out on that. Remember?
Right.
He rolled out. His leg just got caught in the damn turf. His foot, you know, it just got caught. And then when he picked it up, I was like, oh shit. Yeah. I was like, whoa. Like, his shit was like an L. His shit was like an L, bro. Like, literally a fucking L when he picked his leg up and his ankle was on the opposite side of the L. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, whoa. And then it's like, you seen him. It's like he grabbed it and that motherfucker went back in place. And he just looked over at the sideline. I was like, come on.
Come on.
He just waved him. He just waved him over there and the motherfuckers came sprinting out on the field. I'm like, damn. Like, y'all see that shit? His leg did like an L.
It was ugly, dog.
Like, ooh.
It was ugly.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's in so much pain. Look at him cry. I was like, nah, he was thinking about that goddamn money. That's why he started crying.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I signed I signed a franchise tag and I just broke my shit. Like, I ain't finna get paid shit.
For real.
You know, he was looking like, dog, what the fuck?
But you know what? Lucky for Dak, and this is one of the reasons he got paid. He had Andy Dalton back on coming.
T. Rash.
And that's why you got to draft the quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. We got to get one, man. We got to get one.
Because he's not going to elevate your team, man. Like, you know, like I was like, I watched all the Cowboys game. He didn't have no, like, 3-4 pick games where he just melted down. But, like, when he played a good team, like, when he played the Washington got a defense, bro. Bro, they destroyed that man, dude. Like, you need somebody that's going to elevate your team when you play teams like that. And that's what separates you from the mediocre teams.
Right.
A quarterback that can face a team that got chasing them and what, you got sweat on the other side.
Yeah.
Don't bring it. You got to have a guy, an ass kicker, that's going to be like, stare those dudes down and just ball out. And he can't do that. Like, he faces the defense that good, they're going to wreck him.
Absolutely. So
they're going to wreck him.
Why? What was the
Because he can beat up on the bums. He's a bum slayer. He's going to be like, bitch, he's going to be
my thing
slayer.
Is this, though. If you knew that was the case, Ryan Pace. Look, I'm getting to the point, man. I would have rather been happy with. I don't want to say it, but I would have rather been happy if we had got Sam Darnold, bro.
Mm.
For real, I mean, over Andy suck ass Dalton.
I would too,
I mean,
man.
Bro, when I think
I ain't gonna lie,
like,
to
straight
you.
Up,
I would too.
When I think of Andy Dalton, I think of straight up
the booty.
Oh, he is ass.
Yeah, man.
To the 25th power.
Yeah.
That's why I said you got it. This can't be the end game.
It can't
be. This can't be the end game.
Like, talking about QB one. Yeah, your ass a QB none, motherfucker. Like, we
QB
put that
one for 1 week.
And QB one for nothing, for another squad. Get your bum ass out of here.
Preseason,
like,
no,
nah,
he can't be the end game. They gotta have some. And people starting to buy it, like, no, they're gonna roll with Andy Dalton. They're gonna select this guy, and I'm like, I can't get past it. I felt the same way in 2017. Everybody thought we were gonna get Jamal Adams. We're gonna get this guy, and I was like, man, the Bears got to pick a quarterback, bro. I was like, you got Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon ain't the answer, bro. And I feel the same way about Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton ain't the answer. He's better than Mike Glennon, but I mean, what is that saying?
Yeah. I think he can last a little bit longer than Mike Glennon did, if the young boy is not ready. But we definitely gotta move up to get one, man. So let me ask y'all this question. If we move up to get him, what are y'all cool with giving up?
Three number ones, number 20. I give up number 20 this year. 2022 first and 2023 first, and that's it. You can't get shit else. Don't ask for no players. Don't ask for no additional picks. That's what the fuck it is, okay? Because that's what we was gonna give up for Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson is a proven commodity. And the statistics show that 65-68% of the fucking time, these motherfuckers don't pan out. So the odds are in your favor that you're getting two additional first round picks. Yeah, you're moving back in the draft, but you're getting two additional first round picks for all the likelihood that our quarterback is not going to pan out. So you're not going to get a fucking king's ransom, okay? Get the fuck out of here with that. Straight up. Yeah. Take these three firsts or suck my dick.
Yeah.
It depends who we're getting for me. You know what I mean? Like, if for Justin Fields, I'm willing to probably give a little bit more because I think he's more of a proven commodity. I think Lance might fall a little bit further in the draft, and you might be able to give up less to get him, you know, because the Panthers just spent all those draft capital for Sam Darnold. So that means they moved on from the quarterback situation to me.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what? We're going to roll with Sam Darnold. So you might be able to go up to 8 and a Trey Lance should still be there. And you can, if you're going from 20 to 8, it might just cost you a future first, maybe a third to jump that far. Whereas where if you're jumping in from 20 to 4, bro, you're going to pay. Well, look what it cost the look what it cost the 49ers to go from 12 to 3.
Right. And we definitely are in a war per se because of the fact that, you know, we got New England to battle with for a quarterback of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And next year's quarterback crop, they fucking suck.
Yeah. All right? You know who also is low keys are the Broncos.
Yeah, so we battling with two other cats. Yeah. So if you can go up to number 4, then so be it. But knowing Ryan Pace, he'd be the type of motherfucker that'd trade with Denver for Locke. Drew Locke and shit, and bring him to Chicago. Drew Locke is Jay Cutler. Just
what even Jay Cutler.
No, he ain't Jay Cutler.
I'm saying Drew Locke is Jay Cutler. It's just the fact that, bro, he ain't, who the fuck is he throwing to out there?
He just got
them this past season. Judy, but, and he got my homeboy
from SMU.
He got my young dog from Pontiac out here in Michigan. Hamler, KJ Hamler. He got the big dude from SMU.
Yeah.
He got hurt last year though.
Yeah, he did.
Don't they got Noah Fant?
Don't they got Noah Fant?
Come on, man. Yeah. Come on. And he got Lindsey in the back. Oh, come on, bro. He got weapons, dude. He got weapons.
Yeah, he just sucks.
Nah. They might trade up, you know, or they might be in the game for a quarterback. But, yeah, New England.
If one of them dudes is available at 9, they're going to take him.
Yeah. That's why you got to jump up.
Take him.
I'm on the phone with the Bengals. Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta is the only one that's going to give it up. Cincinnati, they may go Jamar Chase. They may go offensive line.
Nah, they going offensive line. They got to protect that dude, man.
Yeah, because he got fucked up because they didn't have an offensive line.
I saw it on NFL TV. They were playing a game, and he was getting destroyed, bro. He was getting wrecked.
Yeah, they got it. It's set in stone. They going offensive line.
Yeah, you can get a wide receiver in the second round. The wide receiver class is deep. Deep. So they got options, man. Yeah, but they got to do something because I'm telling people, man, Andy Dalton is not the answer. If he's the answer, then what the fuck was the question? You know,
I give up a player. I give up. I try to hang on. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm being cheap. I give up 2 first and I give up Roquan. Move up.
I will too. Peace.
I do that and try to and give him to Atlanta and see if Atlanta will take him. Because Atlanta will take a defensive guy. They'll take 2 draft picks, right? Yeah. Because they set on offense.
Yeah.
But their defense is what sucks. So they'll take a defensive guy like that dude. Yeah, they'll take him.
In a heartbeat. They'll take
Roquan.
In a heartbeat. I think they
will. Well, see, the thing about this is the thing with the draft picks, you got to remember, like when you're trading a draft pick for a draft pick, that's a swap. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
they only get 1 additional.
Oh, no. I'd also put in a second round or something like that. But I ain't going to – I don't want to give up 3 first rounders. I think this is what
49ers did to go from 12 to 3. So that's going to be 3? The starting point. Yeah, they swapped picks and they gave up 2 additional. So to me, that's the bare minimum. Don't even come and talk to me.
Yeah, that's true.
If I'm Atlanta, I'm like, if you ain't giving up – if we swapping picks – and no, you need to give me an additional 2.
Man, bro, you just killed my hopes, man.
And I want a 3.
Just killed my hopes. You know,
survival of the fittest, bro.
Right, baby. Straight up.
that's how. If I'm Atlanta, if you're not, then I'm slicking Kyle Pitts, and I'm happy.
Yeah.
So you got to move me off my spot, because guess what, Matt Ryan, bro, he's 36. People are like, oh, he's done. He got another 4 or 5 years left. Yeah, pocket passer.
Man, if Atlanta gets Kyle Pitts, man, they're going to be tough on offense.
That's what I'm saying. So offense, they're going to be off my spot. Because I ain't picking Kyle Pitts at 20. I might get Rondale Moore.
That's why it's going to take them 3. It's going to take 2 additional ones with a swap. It's going to take a swap, of course, I mean, and 2 additional ones in order to sweeten the pot.
Yeah, you're right.
And it may take a Roquan. Or if you don't give a Roquan, I want a 3rd. You know? Somewhere,
right.
You making me, because I'm looking at Kyle Pitts. But Julio, oh my God, dude.
And Calvin.
Calvin Ridley?
Russell Gage.
Them some problems, bro. You got some problems.
They still ain't got no damn running back.
They never had a running back. Well, they had the Coleman and what's his name back in the day.
Yeah, but you know. We got to do what we got to do. And my thing is, if you get the young boy, let him sit. Don't force the issue. You know, let him do what he do, but don't force the issue. If you get the young boy, let him sit. And
trial by fire, bro. Trial by fire.
Yeah, but you don't want to ruin him either and make him hear footsteps or see ghosts, man.
Turn him into Trubisky.
Oh God. That'd be worst case scenario, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you might as well just roll out, dude. You fire.
Like, damn.
I think Justin Fields got way more experience than Trubisky, though.
Trubisky only played one season, and yeah, he couldn't confident. Beat out. He couldn't beat out a motherfucker that's doing drywall for a living right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest, man. Straight like that.
Justin Fields made Joe Burrow transfer, so you know. There's that.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, shit. You got my man out here. Trubisky couldn't see the fucking field. And dude who was playing and was holding it up. You know what I'm saying? You can't even think of his fucking name. Why? Because he's doing drywall somewhere. Straight up.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers was excited about that. Which is, I can't. Why are you excited about that? Trubisky is.
That music is garbage.
Trash.
Garbage.
Oscar the fucking Grouch. We had Oscar the Grouch. Oscar the Grouch at quarterback. Who love straight up garbage. Oscar the Grouch, bro. Trash.
That's my favorite one right there.
Man.
Yeah, man.
He was trash.
Don't take me back to that draft night.
Man.
They'll take me back to that draft.
Yo, I was so pissed.
We off of him, man. We done with him. We done with him now, man.
Yeah, we move. Yeah, we get it. I want to bury that.
But, you know, also, they say, the Bears should take an offensive lineman. Well, look at our track history of offensive linemen. We ain't took one in forever, but the last time we did take one was Gabe Kareemi. He was trash. And then before him, y'all remember Chris Williams?
Oh, my God. I remember him.
Trash out of Vanderbilt.
That music is garbage.
Trash from Vanderbilt. Like, what the fuck is this, man?
How many tackles you know come from Vanderbilt? But, hey, I didn't.
That's true.
The thing is, like if you look at the tackles, like, you probably need to get somebody. But the tackle class is deep, man. But they paying Charles Leno. They ain't cutting him. They just paid Jermaine Ifedi. I looked it up. Jermaine Ifedi actually only gave up 2 sacks last year, which is he's decent.
I'm going to tell y'all what the Bears need to do, what they need to do at tackle. They can draft one in the third round. Mm-hmm. They could get this dude, and he is good. Walker Little from Stanford.
Yeah. I know you're talking about.
They could get him in the third round, bro.
Yeah.
He's tough, too. He just didn't play because of the COVID last year.
Yeah. It's but a lot of tackles. Tackle class is deep.
The receiver class. The receiver class is really deep.
Yeah.
Really deep.
That dude, like, Walker Little, he could play for 10 years in the NFL.
Yeah,
I guarantee
straight up.
It.
Yeah. So they need to get a tackle, but you know what I mean? Like, the first pick, man. Y'all right. You got to get a quarterback. You got to figure out how to move up, maneuver up. I think one or two of these guys are going to drop, at least until the teens, to the tens, possibly. Or the, you know,
I just hope we don't get that damn Stanford quarterback.
Davis Mills.
At all.
Yeah. This is my fear, though, man. You know, you got 5 quarterbacks that I feel like are all talented and have a shot at being good in the NFL. And then I looked at the free agent list that was there, and you had Cam Newton, you had Jameis Winston, I put Fitzpatrick on there because I think he's better than, in my opinion, him and Dalton are the same. You know what I mean? Fitzpatrick will probably do a little bit more, in my opinion. He'll throw the ball downfield more. But you got all these guys. Who else? Who else did you have? Some other free agents. Who else was it? I forgot. I mean, you could throw Sam Darnold in there. It was one other. 10 quarterbacks, bro, out of 10. And I'm looking at it, and we got Andy Dalton, right? And we may miss on all those other quarterbacks. And it's like, was there 10 teams that really needed a quarterback? Think about that, right? Going into this season, I guess there are, of course, but I just thought we would have a better shot at getting somebody. And right now, it looks like we're on the outside looking in. And I think that's more frustrating to me than anything else, that we're on the outside looking in. We've constantly had this problem at quarterback. And there were legitimately 10 guys that I would say we could work with this coming season or the next season. You know what I mean? Build a future with.
Yeah.
And it just feels like we're on the outside looking in, bro. I feel like we're going to end up walking away from the draft with Kyle Trask, man.
Ugh.
That music is garbage.
Keep his sorry ass right where he at.
Ugh. I really feel like that, man. I feel like that a little.
Another 1 year starter. He got.
I'm holding out hope, though. I'm holding out hope.
No, God.
Holding out hope.
He is shit, bro. So it is what it is. But you know, I mean, that is, you know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, you know, it was a trial and error. You know what I'm saying, folks? So, you know, we got a little sum in the mix. You know, before we get out of here, we definitely want to hit up all our Bears fans that are listening to us. We are going to have it to where you can call in to the show live while we're recording, and you could be a part of the podcast, you know, and shoot your Bears questions to us. We're also going to post that on the Three Kings of the Midway, you know, on our Twitter site. Dan, shoot them the Twitter handle for those who don't know it.
For sure. I'm going to put that out. It's going to be the Twitter handle. Hold on just 1 second. I'm going to read off a couple of them to y'all. Of course, Ill Will 79. Y'all know him. Devore, you can give yours. Of course, mine is at Dan Goodwin III. You shoot me a message, a DM, whatever you want to do. And then the Twitter handle for the Three Kings of the Midway is @3Kings_Midway. @3Kings_Midway. Shoot a message. Hit us up, man. Do whatever. You know, tell us you like the pod. Tell us you dislike it. I don't care if you do. I like to hear the feedback, though. I really
same
do.
Here, same here. So, you know, my Twitter handle is @NES_DV15. So that's NES_DV15, which would be 15. So, you know, we're gonna rock with y'all next week. Make sure y'all rock with us, and we'll get back with y'all real soon. But until then, always keep it and be down with the.
First independent show, dog.